USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says only half of the nation's cotton crop is in the good to excellent category, which is down a point from the week before.
Very poor to poor, steady at 16%. Texas typically drives the cotton numbers, and we have seen the acreage rated very poor to poor inching up in recent weeks, now to 25% in Texas. We've also seen problems developing in the southeast. Georgia also inching up now 14%, very poor to poor.
Now the rest of Georgia's cotton crop is rated at 54% good to excellent, 32% fair. In Alabama, the cotton crop is rated 55% good to excellent, 37% fair, 8% poor. Now when it comes to the peanut crop,
we have seen conditions really trailing off during August, now just 60% good to excellent, 10% very poor to poor. Just a week ago, those numbers were 64% and 8% respectively.
While peanut harvest is underway in many areas of Florida, the crop was rated as 76% good to excellent, 19% fair, and 5% poor to very poor. Rippey also had a look at the nation's corn crop, which is developing at a slow pace.
If you look at the maturity, we are quite a bit behind, a couple of weeks behind the normal pace. Step back one more stage to corn dented, and we see during the week ending August 31st, corn dented nationally passing the halfway mark, now 53%. That's 6 points behind the five-year average, but well ahead of last year's 39%.
Now in Georgia, 74% of the corn crop had already been harvested, which is up from 56% at this time last year. In Alabama, that number is 21%, which is even with the five-year average. And reports also show that soybean fields here in the southeast are suffering from low to no rainfall, showing little to no growth in the past couple of weeks in some areas. Now on the other end of the spectrum, in Florida, rainfall in the citrus-producing areas this past week was widespread and generally heavy. All but one station received some precipitation. As a matter of fact, 11 stations received more than an inch, 3 received more than 2 inches. Pearson in Volusia County received the most at just over 4.1 inches, followed by Lake Alfred in Polk County with over 3.6 inches. Southwest Florida also received scattered showers this past week as vegetable growers in that area continued to plant melons, tomatoes, peppers, and squash and was busy preparing land and laying plastic for fall crops. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.